It's like, nah, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode. It's your boy, Shani Shine, coming back to you again. I hope y'all have a good week. I had a good week, and Joey, man.
What's up?
You ain't gonna say what's up, bro?
What's poppin'? What's good? It's me again.
But nice. And so, y'all, we have a special guest today. My boy, Joe. Yes, say what's sir. Up, man.
What's poppin', man? How you feeling, bro?
Good, man. Tell the people about yourself, man.
All right. You know, Joe Miller, as most of you know who's watching this, or if you don't. I went to Gahanna with Joey and Rashawn.
Yes, sir.
Class of 2018. Actually, I only went there until junior year and then graduated from Walnut up in Cincy. Okay. But, you know, we over here, we chilling. I went to Miami for a year.
Okay.
That, you know, it was a little slow for that, so now I'm joining the Air Force.
And... Hey, man. Nah, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Props to you, bro. You know, a lot of people can't do what you're doing, bro.
This is my guy right here.
Right, bro. Sure. Mad respect. So where can they follow you at, my guy?
Joe2Wavy on IG, man. Roll the number 2.
And definitely gotta follow this man on TikTok, bro. Gotta make him TikTok famous. So where can they follow you on TikTok, bro?
Same thing, Joe2Wavy. I'm not a TikToker.
You know, I TikTok.
Only got one video up there.
Man, he gonna get some more videos, y'all. He gonna get some more videos. But nah, let's actually, bro.
What's up?
Joey, man. How was your birthday, G?
Oh, my goodness.
Woo! His birthday, man. How was your birthday, bro?
Man, it was great. A lot of love. A lot of love was shown. You know, turned 20.
How does it feel to be 20, man?
Honestly, like, I still feel the same.
Okay.
But...
Oh, man.
All right, he grown.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. We just in this now. Dub team, right? Dub team.
Oh, man. But I just want to say, Joey...
What's up?
I really appreciate you, my guy. Like, just throughout, like, all the years, bro. Like, I don't know if you really noticed, but you really sparked something. You, like, really sparked more to the flame that was, like, my inner self. You see what I'm saying? Mm. And so, without you, Shiny Shine wouldn't be on this level. You feel me?
Wow.
Shiny Shine Monday wouldn't continue. Like, it probably would have just been a high school thing. Like, on some for real stuff. So... Dang. I really appreciate you, bro, because you really started this wave.
Wow.
Like, nah, I'm so for real.
You started the wave.
You really did, bro. Yeah. Like really, like, Shiny Shine Mondays was just a fun thing during high school, bro. Mm. And, like,
yeah,
I think...
Yeah, you were kind of, like...
It was just fun. It was everybody doing the show.
You had something to watch just, like, after school.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
bro.
Because, just...
you know, you had Nasty Day Tuesday. You had JB Wavy Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
Cozy sad. Thursday.
Throwbacks, dang.
Like, throwback shows. And, like, I wasn't supposed to make it this far. But you sparked that, bro. You really sparked that in me to just really just keep on going, just focus on myself, don't focus on nobody else, and really just be me.
Yeah.
Like, not follow anybody else, and I really appreciate you.
That's
so
real
much,
talk,
Joey.
Bro.
Yeah, happy, man. Happy belated. Well, now, happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely going to finish up the birthday.
I forgot about that.
But
let me say something. You
yeah,
know, just to add, or not even to add, but you know, just to speak on, you know, what you're doing, and yeah, man, like, you're killing it. And I mean, for me, it's always just about encouraging you and, you know, telling you to just keep following your dream, because, you know, what else can you really be doing? And you know,
right.
For me, you've literally been the only person that's just been truthful and genuine with, you know, what you're doing. And I recognize that, and I want other people to recognize that. And, you know, we're supposed to uplift each other. Like, that's literally what we're supposed to be doing. And, yeah, man, spread some positivity to Shani Shan, man. Like,
yeah.
That's all we can do. You
hey,
know?
Man, I love y'all guys, man. I appreciate
y'all.
Talk. But let's commence. And we're going to actually do something new. We're going to do shout out to Joey for giving me this idea. So we're going to do a couple hot topics for today. So first hot topic. All right, y'all. Definitely got to talk to my people at CSU. So my CSU family, Marauders, Marauder Land. So the situation with our stuffs, our belongings, we can't get that anytime soon. So I know Wendy, Miss Hayes, she said that, you know, once when Ohio is not on lockdown anymore, and when this coronavirus is like starting to die down, that's when we can get our stuffs. But until then, sit tight, man. Keep on doing the online classes, and bro, and just keep on going, bro. I know it's a hard time. I know everybody's struggling, bro. But don't tap out mentally, bro. Don't give up. Like, just keep on going. But next topic, actually, Joey, this is a topic you talked about. What's the topic for this one?
School's giving students the pass or fail option.
So, with that, y'all, it's a lot of schools are really doing that, you know. Yeah. I know I saw Ohio State is giving students the option. Saw University of Cincinnati, Xavier, Wright State.
The CSU?
We're actually about to, they're talking about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I really feel like they should just give the students an option, because right now, like, everybody's struggling, and it'll be a good opportunity for that. But most of y'all students don't know. This will affect you in the long run,
maybe,
bro.
Maybe you should, like, we should explain a little bit more.
Explain a little bit more about it?
Yeah, just, like, what it is. And, like,
So the pass-fail grade is pretty much, like, the teachers, you know, lower the standards on, like, the grading scale.
Okay, so, like, an A, like, should be, like, a 90%.
It's like, I think, I'm not too sure about it, but I know it's, like, 100% to, like 80-something, it's an A.
Okay.
And then below that is, like, you just see, like, the grading scale, it just lowers.
Yeah.
So, it can, like, help students pass more.
So, they're lowering their grading.
They're loading the grading scale. Yes, they're like, loading the grading scale.
But they're gonna give kids a pass or a fail depending on the percentage they currently have.
Yes.
They left school or...
Or, no, at the end of the semester.
At the end of the semester?
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
It's like worse for your GPA.
But here's the deal. Here's where I said it's going to affect you in the long run. The pass-fail grade, it will definitely affect your GPA off bat. Two, you can potentially lose your scholarship with a pass-fail grade. Mm-hmm. And three, it can really hurt your chance with trying to go into grad school, because... Let's just say, you know, on your transcript, you just have one pass-fail grade for one class. Okay, that's not bad. But for all your classes on just this spring semester is not a really good look. But I hope, you know, the grad schools really understand that we are all going through a hard time. So they really shouldn't hurt us on that. Yeah. But some schools really just don't care. So, really,
that's crazy.
Really think about this, because, like, grad school, they just there for your money. Like, just being honest. But
they can't even understand with the current situation that's going on. Right. Just, like, give people a little bit more.
So, it's a national problem. I mean, if every school ends up doing it, like, they're going to give leeway. You know what I'm saying?
So,
everybody's doing it.
I definitely say, like, especially to my CSU family, like, once when they give us the option, choose your option wisely. Because it's a good thing, but it also has a bad thing. So just choose wisely, man.
Yeah, definitely acquire more information.
Right, require more information, ask questions, and really, you know, all my Christian people out there, really pray about it. Seriously, like, take time to pray about it. But anyways, next topic, Yaya.
Oh, yeah.
Yaya Mayweather.
Bro, like, I don't know, bro. Like,
man, that story was wild.
She jail time, bro. 99 years. Like, what's going on?
So the story with Yaya Mayweather.
Yeah, explain that, Joey. please, bro.
Which is literally insane. So apparently there was like an incident with her boyfriend, NBA Youngboy.
Yep.
She was allegedly arrested because she was you know, she stabbed NBA Youngboy's baby mama.
Yep.
And I guess, I don't really know if, like, bruh was together with her.
Yeah,
and
no, they was.
They were both together?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had both girls, and I guess the situation was,
Nah, like, she wasn't together. I don't think he was together with the baby mama, but he was definitely together with Yaya.
But on Complex, it says that, Yaya, and Jacobs, or the lady that she stabbed, were in the house together, and Yaya was telling her to, I guess, leave, and, the lady just refused to leave, and then that's when, you know, it kind of popped off, and she, you know, just charged at her and started, you know, stabbing her, but now she's facing almost 99 years in prison. Which is insane.
But what I say about this, bro, Yaya, why, bro? Why even mess with he's a fuckboy. I'm sorry, he's a fuckboy. NBA young boy gonna have hoes. Maybe. You gotta understand that. So you can't be mad when this dude got, like, baby mamas on the side. Like, you can't trip. That's your problem. And so you act like he wasn't gonna have him, and now he has him. It's like, don't be confused now. It's like, so.
Yeah, man.
It just doesn't make. I don't get situations like that. I just don't understand people who decide to be in, you know, just situations where, like, a man is cheating on you, or, like, has a child with somebody else. Like, I mean, I don't know.
And
I
just
don't
know. Mad at the girl.
And then, like, you get mad. Yeah.
Like, instead of taking, like, if on bro, she probably should have charged him. Like, it was probably his fault that they was.
And now you're facing literally, like, a life sentence, you know? And the lady was pregnant too, apparently. So, like, if she killed the baby, yeah. So it's like, it's just a tough situation. Like, I just don't understand why people, you know, can get to that point.
All right. Next topic. So, Bernie Sanders, man, he's out, y'all.
Bernie Sanders drops out of the election.
Yeah, one shot, and we couldn't do it. Teardrop. Okay,
well, not all the way out though. Like,
I mean, he still has a chance. You know, people can still vote for him, but
I mean, he said he dropped out, but man, and, like, I guess the
he's done campaigning.
Yeah, it's over. So, I guess, go.
It's just sad, bro. I mean, at least Bernie to me was, like, that central figure, revolutionary person that was really going to, like, change, you know, the country.
And, like, especially, like, just the things he did in the past, bro. Like, he was with MLK.
He was
a civil rights advocate. So, like, I saw those pictures on Twitter. And, like, I didn't know that. And once when I saw him, I was like, wow.
He was really for the people, man.
But yeah, but I mean, it's all good. Last hot topic for today, Tory Lanez. What dropped that new album? What y'all think?
Shit, Tape 3, man. It was fire. I listened to half of it, and so far, every song was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I love Tory Lanez and what he's doing right now.
Nah, not Chicks Tape.
It wasn't Chicks Tape 3?
No, it was New Toronto, bro.
New Toronto.
You tripping. I'm like, what?
I'm exposed.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, I ain't listened to it either yet.
But nah, it has, like,
fire.
Yeah, like, I have some couple favorite songs I like, but, like, the instrumental, they decent, bro. Like, they real cool.
Y'all should really, nah, that was a really good.
Yeah,
really
good, we definitely gonna have to listen to it after the show. But
his concert's
BT too. Oh God.
And what he's doing on IG right now with the lies, bro.
Quarantine.
Oh my goodness.
Add your pizza emoji.
Favorite Instagram right now for sure.
It's Corona time.
Meg's going crazy.
Oh God, bro. I love his vibe, bro. Like, he really doing it, man. I appreciate him for this. But y'all, let's talk about the main topic. Bro, just keeping it 100, bro. Why can't people keep it 100?
Nah.
Why people can't keep it 100 with each other, bro?
Always got a cap.
Always got to lie. Always got to not be honest or tell the truth, bro. Mm. And that's the topic for today. That's what we're talking about, bro. We're dissecting it in three sections: positivity, peace, and promise. So we're going to first focus on the first section, positivity. If I'm keeping the 100 with you, I'm going to just have better vibes. I'm going to have a better energy. People around me, like y'all two, I'm going to have literally, it's just my circle gonna be cool. Like, I'm not gonna deal with fake people. I'm not gonna deal with people gonna talk behind my back. I'm not gonna deal with people who judging me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, like, talk to me, y'all. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna feel that.
You know, I read something about that. Somebody mm-hmm. was like, you can't change people around you, but you can change the people around you.
Yeah.
You get that? Like, yeah, you can't change the people around you, but you can change who's around you. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's like, because it's all a mindset for real. Like, positivity, being waking up every day and be like, I'm going to have a good day today, that's a mindset. That's right. A choice.
Yeah.
I feel like.
So, yeah, I think, I guess just to elaborate on your point, like, bro, like, life is honestly all about the choices that you do make. And it's like, you can choose to wake up every day with a bad attitude or a negative attitude. But if you literally, like, make that choice for yourself, like, yo, today I'm going to have a good day, like, and just try your hardest to be intentional about that, I think it really helps with your positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So the next section, peace. If I lying all the time, it is a work. It is, like, a full-time job.
It definitely is.
If I'm lying, I'm going to have to deal with conflict. I'm gonna have to deal with stupid people. I'm gonna have to get in fights. I'm gonna have to deal. Like, it's just too. It's too much. Like, mm-hmm. why? Why? But for real, nah. Just like, really, man. You just being honest. You just being truthful with people, bro. You're gonna deal with less conflict. You're gonna deal with less drama, bro. Yeah. And like, it's not, drama's not gonna come to you. Like, people who, like, really about that drama life, bro, it's not gonna come to you. You feel mm-hmm. me? Because, like, you gonna keep it 100. And, like, man, he's just so honest. He's just so truthful. Like, he's really not gonna feed into my negative energy. He's not gonna feed people into my drama. He's not gonna seek my attention that I really want in that type of way.
And, like, and people like... people drama people like that.
Yes,
they attract people like that. Like,
oh my god,
you definitely attract how you act. So if you're not acting all, like, you know, in everybody else's business, you're not about to attract people like that. You feel me?
Exactly.
I think it's also like, bro, lying brings so much shame, you know.
Like, some people don't know, be shameful about it.
Yeah, probably. And I mean, I was watching a video today that was, I guess, talking about the idea of, you know, like, victimhood and, like, why people feel they always should be targeted, you know? And,
who was it?
Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan podcast.
Shout out to Joe.
Shout out to my dude, Joe.
Joe. Yes, sir.
Yeah, like, I feel like a lot of people carry this victimhood mindset that the world's against them. And, you know, it kind of... if people who feel like that, then, you know, they're manipulative, they're narcissistic, like, they lie, they move, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have to act a certain way to portray a certain character that they built out for themselves, and it's like, dude, like,
right.
You really don't need to do all that, you know?
You're not even living your life, you're living a life that's not even for you.
Yeah, and it's like, don't, bruh, I don't know. It's like the sense of shame, like, is not there anymore, you know, like... it's just like, the example that I heard was, for example, like a shopping cart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you see a shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot. Like, you can't just go back and, like, put it back, you know?
Right.
Just cause, like, why do you have, I don't know if, like, maybe this is the best example, but, like, yeah, like, why don't people, like, that shame that you feel if you don't go put it back, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're talking about, like, at the grocery store and people be leaving the shopping carts and parking spots instead of taking it to the thing?
Yeah, like, where they're supposed to take it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know you should do it. You feel me? But why would you still just leave it there and just go on without your day? Like, you know, you get the point that I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, just put it back. Like, it only takes 2 seconds to do it. And I guess to tie this back to the topic, it's like... if you're having a conversation with somebody and you know you're not being truthful, you know, and you're just lying all the time or just being stubborn or whatever it is, like, and then you're done with that, and then you're gonna carry that shame is basically what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
You're gonna carry that shame with you, whether it's lying or forgetting to, you know, pick up a piece of paper from the ground.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it. I don't know, man. I hope y'all get what I'm trying to say.
No, I feel you. So with the last, it's just promise y'all. I promise y'all. If y'all just be truthful, y'all just be honest, everything just gonna fall in place, really. You gonna mature. You're gonna start growing more in your purpose. And let me say this before I continue. Now, yes, we always wanna keep it 100, you feel me? But like some truth don't need to be like it's, you see what I'm saying? Don't need to be expressed. So like let's just say, you know, Joey, you know, you got something going on and like you need that confidence build up, right? I'm not gonna tell you the truth, like, yo, like what are you doing? Like I'm keeping 100 you, but it's coming off like negative, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like it's like tell the truth to, like, yeah, there's a time and place. But always tell the truth. Like, yeah, oh my goodness. But that's what I was saying. Well, just with promise, bro, life is just gonna be so much easier. Life's just gonna be stressful. Not non-stressful. You just gonna grow, bro. I'm guarantee you, bro. Just start telling the truth and just our generation, bro. I'm just speaking on our generation, bro. We just love lying, bro. We just love, and sometimes it's not even be lying, bro. It's just that fake, that fakeness, bro. Just that fake person, bro.
I really think it's just the idea of the victimhood mentality. Like honestly, I really think that's where it comes down to. Like, or what you gotta say?
I was just gonna say, I think a big part of it is like social media and people be putting on like masks and they be acting like people they're not for clout. You know, people be saying, I think clout should be a drug, honestly, because people really be fiending for it and they will really do anything for it. And that goes back to, you know, like telling the truth and not like acting like you know, because people be doing anything.
And just keeping it, wow, like, I didn't really think about social media just now.
Yeah, man.
But, like, yeah, bro, everybody trying to live that clout life, just, like, not living, like, their life. I swear, bro, you keep it real on social media, people going to respect you even more. You might not get the likes you want, but people are going to respect you, and people are going to notice that, and people are going to really mess with you. And then you can also, someone can probably give you a DM, and you could probably network. And then you could probably just go from there. And then, like, it's just so on, bro. It's just, all we gotta do is tell the truth. Just tell it. That's all I ask. Yeah, so. Yeah. And so, with that is it for the topic. But we're gonna still on. We need truth. We need confessions. And that's what we're gonna do for the call-in section. It's confession time, you know. So, once when y'all call in, y'all either have two options. One, you gotta tell us one confession that no one knows about. Or two, option number two, we will give you a confession question and you have to answer. One lucky caller that we will all pick together will receive a prize just to show our appreciation just for being on the show. But all the callers, man, we really appreciate y'all calling in. Nice. We really appreciate y'all. So that's why we're going to do this lucky caller each and every show. And just give y'all just a small, you know, a gift just to show our token, you know. Oh, yeah, it's confession time.
Do we have to go first?
Nah. What's up, man? Hey, what's up? Caller number one, how you feeling?
Good, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Can I get your name?
My name is Kiara.
Kiara, where are you from?
I'm from Gahanna, Ohio. I actually go to the same high school as you. I'm a senior.
Senior Gahanna, period. Yeah. We ain't representing Columbus. We representing the suburb. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
All right, so on the show today, we are doing confessions. As you can hear, us share confessions in the background. So you have two options. You can either tell us one confession that no one knows about, or we can give you a confession question you just have to answer.
I'll do the second one.
Second one, confession question? Okay.
You should ask her.
Which one should I ask? Or you...
What's a good one?
What's all right? There's so many questions.
Good one, baby. All right, where is it? Can we ask her this one?
That one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a really good one.
All right, the question is, what is your guilty pleasure that you never told anyone?
So, my guilty pleasure, actually is watching like reality shows like Love and Hip Hop, like Miami and Hollywood and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because honestly, part of me, I don't like the way that they like represent like black women on that show. But part of me is like, I like, look, sometimes, because I understand that you got to be somebody up to let them know what's up.
Period.
So that's my guilty pleasure. I really like watching those shows. Like, my friends get on me all the time. Like, how can you watch this stuff? It's just entertaining. It's entertaining.
Okay. So. Okay. Thank you. Shout out to you. Thank you for the first caller. Thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate you. All right, but
I love seeing this.
Oh, of course. Definitely got to be on the next call. Next call, all right?
Yeah.
All right, bet. You have a good one.
You too.
All right, next caller, next caller. All right, caller, can you say your name?
Hey, it's Trey.
Trey, where you from, Trey?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, where you from? Where you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio, hey, 614.
614.
Gotta represent. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So we gonna ask, so you have an option, right? Is either one, you can tell us a confession that no one knows about, or two, we give you a confession question and you have to answer.
Give me a confession question.
All right, bet. Okay, what is your favorite song that you sing loud and proud in the shower?
Favorite what?
What's your favorite song that you sing loud and proud in the shower, bro?
Yeah. I had to say, what is it called? Burning Up by Jonas Brothers.
Burning Up by Jonas Brothers. Banger. That's a banger song.
That's a banger.
Hey, man. Shout out to, man, everybody go follow this man right here, man.
Tell him
where they can follow you at, bro.
Take care, Trey. You already know. On Twitter, take care _ Trey.
Take care, Trey, man. Definitely go follow him. Shout out, man. Appreciate you, big bro. Shout out to you for calling in.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
You too, my boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely go follow him. Next caller. And we got another caller. Caller, state your name. Ishmael, my boy.
It's Curry.
Where you from, my guy?
Columbus,
man. Columbus representing. Even though we in the 513 in Cincinnati, I ain't got no people for 513 answering. Y'all better call in. But anyways, Ishmael, we got a question for you. Actually, you have an option. You can either tell us one confession that no one knows about, or we can give you a confession question.
Alright, I'll do that no one knows about.
Yeah.
Nah, go ahead, ask me a question.
Okay, we'll ask you a question. Okay. So which one?
I'm gonna tell you something that no one knows about.
What? Oh, snap. Okay. Quiet down. Okay. What is it?
I got a birthmark on my left arm.
Nigga. I thought you were gonna say you work for the Taliban or something.
And he said I got a bug mark.
Hey, ask him a question, man.
Nah, man, that's a banger. All right, man, thank you, bro. No one knows about that. Props. Thank you for being. Shout out to Ishmael, bro. Always can make people laugh, bro. Appreciate you, my boy.
Yeah.
All right, bet. Peace, boy.
All right, man. Peace.
Next caller is. I can't even state your name, man.
Hey, and we got one more guest for you. You feel me?
And then we got another caller. Oh, two callers in one.
You already know it's going up like that. It's how it has to be.
Caller, both callers, please state your names.
It's the original Cozy Dope, the cozy and the dopest on the world. We got my
Cole and Tom. Tom and Cole, what's good with y'all, man?
Quarantine.
So, nah, we ain't Tory Lanez. But anyways, all right, so look, I got a question. Y'all got two options, right? The first option, you can tell us one confession that no one knows about, or we can give you a confession question, but you got to answer.
Yo, I got a confession for y'all. This is about to embarrass me, but I don't even care. All right.
What's your confession?
I'm good. I'm good now. This is something about my past, and nobody knows, all right?
All right.
Oh, God.
Let the men speak.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's just get it out. Fuck it. Okay. So I'll give y'all two confessions because Tommy's not in the car, all right?
Okay. Respect.
I had a problem with peeing the bed until I was 10 years old.
Ooh, that's tough. That's not that bad. That's still a confession, though. Now, a lot of people don't, man. That take courage, man. All right, what's the next confession?
This one's not as bad as the first one. It's actually lighter.
Okay.
I had a blankie, and I sucked my thumb until I was 11.
Banger.
Real shit. I don't give a fuck, bro. It's real, cause I'm not that man anymore. I've evolved. You know what I mean? We grow up. We see things. We experience things. We get over it.
Hey, but man,
you still got that blankie?
That was a coping mechanism.
Hey, you still got that blankie? Hey, man, this is confession time. Man, shout out.
Only for Shawnee Sean. Nobody else can get this information, bro.
And this is why I respect you. Everybody, man. Everybody on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Please follow my boy, Cozy, man. And, bro, you got to bring back Cozy Thursday. Bring back Cozy Thursdays.
Trust me. I got something in the works for everybody to see.
Okay? And he bringing back Cozy Thursdays. Yes.
You already know, Sean. Gotta work too. We got videos still coming out. You remember when we talked in the house? I never forgot about that day, bro. You already know we gotta work, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate you, man. One love to you, bro.
Hey, much love to everybody in the chat. Malik, I see you. My girl Alana, I see you. Thank y'all for coming in the chat. Thank you guys so much for having me. Joey,
sir.
Happy belated to my boy, just turned 20.
Yes, sir. Dub team. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we all gonna link soon. I love all y'all.
I bet. Right, next caller, man. We about to get another caller on here. Next caller, let's go, bro. Cozy, bro. Cozy dropped some fire confessions, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. Peed in the bed by the age of 10. Boy was sucking on the thumb by the age of 11. It's like, nah, man. Shout out to Cozy, man. Caller, can you please state your name?
My name is Leland Taylor, a.k.a. Mr. Taylor, a.k.a. Mr. Employee of the motherfucking month.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. All right, let me cut off this music because it's time to get serious. It's confession time. All right. Now you got two options, my boy. You can either tell us one confession that no one knows about, or we can give you a confession question, but you got to answer it.
All right, go ahead. Give me the question.
Give me a question. All right, Joe, you got this one. Right. So which question you want to do?
All right, my man, Mr. Taylor, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Yes, sir.
You know, even as a top dog, you know, we still have our dumb moments. So what is the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Oh, man.
It's confession time.
Dumbest thing I've ever done. All right, man. I had these skinny jeans, right?
Hey, quiet on the set. Let him talk.
All right, yeah, I had these skinny jeans, And one time, I think, man, it was back in the day when the jerk was popular and a little pin drop was popular.
Right, 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 right. Respect, respect.
Pin drop and rip the skinny jeans from the crotch, from the front all the way to the back. Oh, and middle school dance with the front yard and backyard exposed, straight up. I thought I was sweet. There was brown camouflage skinny jeans.
Hey man, I feel
so. Did everybody like see you or what's up?
I mean, it was kind of dark in there, so I got away with some of it. But the people up close was like, "Bro," and I was like, "Yeah."
Hey man, for all my followers out there, man, no more skinny jeans, man. Nah. Let your breathe. I know that was still back in the day, but hey man, but yeah, shout out to you, man. Respect that. Thank you for being on the show and come again, bro. Come again.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, one love to you, man. I appreciate you.
Unique times, all right, bro.
Hey man, hey, wash your hands. Wash your hands. All right, peace.
Peace, bro.
And then we got our next caller. Caller, can you please state your name?
I'm Liz.
Hi, Liz. She's
Liz.
Liz, where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus. I think this is like our like fourth caller from Columbus. Like yeah. I love people back at home.
The 614.
Okay, so here is the option. You can tell us one confession that no one knows about, or we can give you a confession question.
Go ahead and give me a question.
All right, Joey, you got this, man. Go ahead.
Okay, what is the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Ooh.
Too many to count. I don't know. What's the dumbest thing I've ever...
Confession. It's a confession. So you got to confess something. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
I broke my front tooth in half trying to skateboard. I guess that's the dumbest thing I've ever done. I don't know. One of them.
Wow. Joey, didn't you do something dumb with a skateboard?
In the past?
you just love getting broke. Wow. Explain, what did you, like, you tried to do a trick, like,
what? You got Papa Ollie, like, what was it?
No, it's not as cool as it sounds. I had a skateboard when I was, like, 10 or 12. Yeah, like, 10, 11. And I was on the driveway of my house. And I was laying on it, you know, just messing around. And I was, like, laughing. And I hit the curb with my tooth. It's really not as...
Damn.
I was, like, trying to do a trick and then falling off the board. Yeah.
But... Well, a good thing is it was your baby teeth instead of your...
No, it was my adult tooth.
Oh, that's another confession.
My front tooth, and I went to school like that.
She walks around without a tooth now, guys.
A half, yeah, exactly.
She's toothless. Well, shout out to you. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you. Shout out to you. Where can they follow you at?
On Snapchat.
Snapchat? What's the Snapchat?
A joke. I don't. Does anyone still use Snapchat?
Oh, okay, that's it for today. Have a good one. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Last caller for today. Caller, please state your name.
My name's Essence from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Essence. Period. Okay, Essence, you are the last caller, and you are the lucky caller. Congratulations. You will receive a gift. So, but first, it's confession time, and you must answer. Actually, now you have an option. So, you can either tell us one confession that no one knows about, or we can give you a confession question.
Give me a question.
Come on, guys.
guys. Come here. So which question? This is the last one, so we better make it count.
No.
Nah.
What?
Nah. Yes.
No.
Or best friend?
No.
Not this one?
Let's do the dislike.
The dislike. Dislike on what?
Wait. Are you in a relationship?
No.
No, she's single like a Pringle. Single like a Pringle, y'all. We can't answer those two questions.
Y'all got me a little scared. Y'all taking a little long.
We trying to get you.
I feel like this one. Actually, no.
Ask her the first one. I think that's solid.
All right. So this question is, what was your first kiss like?
I can't remember my first kiss.
I remember my first kiss, bro. I'm
going to
forget it.
My first kiss was
PG-13. Keep it PG-13, y'all. All right.
You were 13? Like 6.
You say you was 13, so what was it like? Was it good? Was it bad?
No, I said it was real PG-13.
Oh, it was real PG-13. Oh, it was a little peck. It was like a little woodpecker. But nah, so since you're the lucky caller, thank you for answering the question, and thank you for just being on our show. We really appreciate you. Send me your Cash App and we will Cash App you money.
Okay.
That's on period. Hey! All right, thank you for calling again, and we'll hope to hear back from you soon.
Yep.
All right, peace.
All right.
Man, that was a lot of calls, a lot of interesting confessions.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But that is it for your boy, Shawnee Sean Monday. I just want to say, Joe, thank you for being on the show.
Man, thank you for having me.
Man, I love you. I always love the special guests because that might be one of the last special guests until this quarantine's over. Because besides, we're in Cincinnati.
We are
in Cincinnati. We had to celebrate Joey's birthday, you know? So we're just chill. We're just kicking it. But I'm about to head back to Columbus now. And then make sure I definitely stay in the house.
Yeah, all of us.
Hey, everybody listening, be safe. Wash your hands.
Yeah, please wash your hands.
Stay away from people.
Social distance.
Don't be like us.
Don't be like us. But it's okay. But all right, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Mm-hmm. Have a great week, young kings and queens. And I will see y'all next Monday. Shawnee Sean out. Peace.
Bro, niggas in the back. This is my shit, and it's hella really wet.
All right, we out.